Well, the Sharks play Manly in a trial on Saturday night, I think, at Shark Park, and one of their players has joined us on the line, and it's their premiership-winning halfback, Chad Townsend. Excuse me. Good morning, Chad.
Morning, boys. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you, mate. Thanks for being on. Must have been a long, tough off-season. Yeah. You're looking forward to playing.
Yeah, definitely. This time of year, you know, you get a bit of itchy feet just getting over the training and the running and the hot weather. Looking forward to getting out in the field and making a few tackles and getting back into it.
Chad, I think this match was originally set down for Brookvale, wasn't it? With that dodgy surface, it's been moved back to your home track, that being Shark Park. And in the halves, there won't be a Sean Johnson. It'll be yourself and Kyle Flanagan for this trial match?
Yeah, that's correct. We were scheduled to play at Brookvale, but due to the surface, it wasn't deemed fit to play it. So we're not complaining that it's been moved to Shark Park. We're very happy about that. No. To play our first trial. But, yeah, Sean won't play this weekend. He's still had a slight Achilles injury and also obviously played those extra games with the Kiwis at the end of the year. So we've got a fairly young team this year. A lot of our senior players won't play, but, you know, we're looking forward to it.
Obviously a change of coach only a month or so ago, and Shane Flanagan is out and John Morris is in. Obviously the playing group were very excited and happy that John got the gig, disappointed for Shane, of course. Yeah. But Johnny Morris, how's he fitted in?
Yeah, he's been excellent. Obviously a few of the boys actually played with John Morris, myself including. And one thing I really remembered about him when he was a player was that he was just extremely professional in the way he prepared and recovered from games, and he's really taken that into his coaching approach, and the boys are very happy to have him on board.
I guess, Chad, obviously, are you excited about the prospect of having a Sean Johnson there this year? And I imagine at training, if you're having a quick game of touch or something, he'd be a hard bloke to get hold of.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I've been lucky enough to play 2 years with Sean when I was at the Warriors, so to have that combination already there in background, I think he's going to be really useful for us moving forward. Obviously, you know, we're a lot older and a lot more mature these days and looking forward to playing alongside each other. But you're right, he's one of the best in that game, the touch football game, and the way he plays is just, you know, exciting to watch.
Can we expect anything different from the Sharks this year, Chad, in terms of how you go about using the ball, given that you've got Sean Johnson, you've got Moylan at the back of the field? It looks as though he's going to be at the back of the field. Can we expect a different attacking structure from the Sharks?
Yeah, look, I think you definitely can. I think even the way that John Morris has been speaking about our attack, he's obviously, you know, a lot younger than a lot of other NRL coaches and has a lot of fresh new ideas that is going to bring our attack to life, and hopefully we're able to score some more points. But as you mentioned, those two players will play a huge part in our attack this year, and we're looking forward to getting the best out of them.
Chad, we're lucky enough to be chatting with Chad Townsend, the Sharks halfback. They've got that trial, so get out there for all those Sharkies and Sea Eagles supporters, by the way. These two clubs have always had a great traditional battle as well. It's a trial match, but it'll be thoroughly entertaining on Saturday night at Shark Park. Chad, with Shane Flanagan, and we've chatted about John Morris coming in, and do you think the more senior players, I'm going to put you in that senior bracket now, Chad, with all due respect, you know, the likes of yourself and Paul Gallen and Wade Graham, and you've got others, Matt Pryor, those sorts of players, have you had that get together yet to say, well, yeah, we're going to take on even more responsibility maybe and I'm going to call him a rookie coach because he is a rookie coach.
Yeah, look, we did have that conversation, a lot of the senior players, myself included, a while ago when all the stuff came out about Flano and the potential change in coach, and the playing group, especially the senior players, really rallied around each other, and we just decided to really hone in and focus on things that we control, and that's just the training. And when we come to training, when we step on that training paddock, about not letting outside influences, you know, discourage what we're doing at training, and that's all we could do, you know, focus on being the best Sharks players we could be at training, and everything else would take care of itself.
Chad, this weekend's trial against Manly, obviously it's the first trial of the year. Can we expect a combination of young players, experienced players, or will Johnny Morris go with the more experienced team and the likely 17 for round one?
Yeah, look, this weekend it'll be a mix of both youth and experience. It's pretty much are deemed on, you know, players returning from injury and also get players played on in extra games at the back end of last year that won't play. But like I mentioned before, there are a couple of senior players playing, like myself. Josh Morris will also line up for his first game in the centres for us. And then we've got a host of young players as well, with the likes of Blake Braley and Bronson Cherry also. So, you know, it's exciting times.
I reckon Josh would be pretty keen to to star, as he always is anyway, Josh. But after what Brett did, his brother, over there for the Roosters, 3 tries on debut, you've got to give it to Josh, won't you? Make sure he gets 3 tries.
Yeah, he was a bit jealous, actually. He was talking about it all day when
he was
bored. And, he's just super keen to get back, to get into his footy and really looking forward to the season with the Sharks.
Yeah, you mentioned young Cherry. There's a real rap about this young lad. Can you tell us a little bit about him, Chad?
Yeah, so he's a Sharks junior. He's 18 years old. He's, he's one of the biggest 18-year-old kids I've ever seen. He's super strong, extremely quick, loves to carry the ball and really likes to get physical as well. So, you know, we're expecting big things from him this year, and hopefully he gets that NRL debut at some stage.
Yeah, now,
what's his first name?
Bronson.
So Bronson Cherry. Bronson. He's a guy that's sort of been identified. I think if it was possible, I think they might have, well, they were talking about selecting him last year in first grade, but okay. I think he was too young. Right. But he'll get an opportunity this year. And there's
is
been
he New
some,
South Welshman?
Yeah, he is. But there's been some big raps on him for the last couple of years. So he'll be someone that is an outside chance of maybe being in that starting side for round one, I would suspect.
Good
so you've
stuff.
Got some really good young players coming through the system out there, haven't you, Chad?
Yeah, that's correct. Over the last few years, we've had some really good success in our juniors. Our SG Ball and Harold Matthews teams have both won competitions, and also our under-20s team made the grand final as well. So, you know, we're expecting those guys to sort of come through and filter through over the next few years, and it's exciting for the Sharks as they move forward, you know, into probably a new era with a new coach and some younger players.
And, Chad, we should have mentioned it, but one of our listeners has reminded us as well, hi, guys, the trial is more than just a trial. It's the Steve Rogers Cup, RIP Sludge. So, yeah, exactly. It's one of the most gifted ever, Chad.
Yeah, definitely. Steve Rogers obviously holds a special place with our club. An extremely talented player who's left his footprint on the Sharks forever. So, you know, it's, like you said, it's going to be an important game, and we will be playing for the Steve Rogers Cup.
Yep. Chad, we always thank you for your time, mate. You give us a terrific insight to the Cronulla Sharkies and play well against Manly. We urge all footy fans to get down there to Shark Park on Saturday night for that Steve Rogers Cup. Thanks to Chad Townsend there from the Cronulla Sharks.